This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The New Mexico State University's men's basketball season was canceled abruptly Sunday as police investigate allegations of false imprisonment, harassment, and criminal sexual contact after a team member filed a complaint. The police report detailed three players ganging up on a teammate. The victim said that on February 6th, his teammates held him down, removed his clothing, exposing his buttocks, and began to slap his buttocks. He also went on to state that they also touched his scrotum. New Mexico State University Chancellor Dan Arvizu said canceling the basketball season was in response to the report filed to campus police on Friday by that player. The victim said other incidents involving inappropriate physical and sexual touching have been occurring in locker rooms and on road trips since last summer. Regarding the latest instance, the victim told police he had no choice but to let it happen because it's a three-on-one type of situation. In an even greater cleaning house, New Mexico State University has ousted Arvizu, who will be leaving the university in June after Regents recently chose not to renew his contract. The university also fired the men's basketball head coach a day later. RY Timber Company is shutting down its sawmill in Livingston about a week after a structure fire broke out at the site. Another structure fire last September 12th destroyed the yard's planer, a tool that smooths boards into lumber. That set operations back, but the company immediately decided to rebuild. The company was 4 to 5 weeks away from starting up a new planer when another fire sparked in the early morning hours of February 7th. This time, the flames damaged the mill itself, destroying the roof. With both the planer and the mill down, management at RY Timber anticipated it would be another year before work could resume as normal. In the meantime, rough-cut boards were waiting to be planed, so RY Timber decided to close its Livingston mill, where about 70 employees work. The company is preparing to lay off quite a few people around the end of this week, though it aims to keep some workers to organize and clean up. The closure leaves 6 major sawmills left in Montana. The Livingston Mill is the second of RY Timber's to close. In 2020, the company shut down operations at a mill in Townsend, citing a loss of timber supply. A fire also damaged the Townsend Mill in early 2022. RY Timber is still under contract to complete work on federal timber sales. The company has been logging large diameter trees as part of the Custer Gallatin National Forest's Bozeman Municipal Watershed Project. That 4,700-acre logging project in the mountains south of Bozeman is to protect the city's water supply in the event that a large wildfire spreads along the Gallatin Front near Bozeman and Hyalite Creeks, the freshwater supplies to the city of Bozeman. Park County Commissioners voted 2-1 on Tuesday morning to pass a parking ordinance for the Pine Creek area, a popular backwoods camping and concert venue south of Livingston. The proposed ordinance will establish reasonable parking regulations for the Pine Creek area due to current parking practices that present a safety hazard and interfere with the movement of traffic. The proposed ordinance would make it unlawful for any person to park a motor vehicle on various roads near Pine Creek Lodge, the concert venue where parking arrangements have vexed some neighbors. If the commission passes the ordinance, the law would go into effect June 1st. Delaying the effective date of the ordinance beyond the normal 30 days from the time of approval is intended to give the venue time to make other parking arrangements. Violations of the proposed ordinance may result in vehicles being removed and defendants being fined up to $500. That's the case now with tow trucks and sheriff's vehicles lining the roads to clear cars obstructing the narrow driving lanes after concerts. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.